This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Denise. Hi.
Welcome to 2026.
Yes.
One month in.
Yes.
And just to remind you that we're Wendy and Diana and Denise from CAB, and we're stationed in 112 Queen Street East. So we're open with our volunteers from Monday to Friday, 9 till 4, and on a Saturday from 9:30 till 12. We also have legal clinics most Saturdays, and they start at 9:30. And our lawyer is in for about an hour or as long as it takes. But if you're going to come to a legal clinic, be there about 9:15. We also have immigration clinics, normally on a Friday, and we have employment clinics, and those are by appointments. So ring up and phone for those. You can also use the 0800 number, 0800 367 222, or you can email us on cab.org.nz. if you have an issue. And just to reinforce, we're not lawyers. We're there to help you to work through an issue. So today we're going to talk about online shopping. It's been one of those things that's building up, and it's never a level playing field, so there's a little some fish hooks for us to talk about. Some of the things to think about before you shop. You need to be careful. Online shopping includes buying things through websites or smartphone apps, social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook Marketplace, online auctions, Trade Me and eBay, and daily deal sites, although we know that Grab One, which was quite a popular one, now doesn't operate. Protect yourself. So make sure that you take steps to protect what you're going to buy and yourself. And that includes using a trusted device to shop. If you're using an internet connection, like your phone or Wi-Fi or mobile data, don't use a public Wi-Fi because it's just too risky. Others might be able to see what you're using and the data that you're entering. Make sure that you keep your operating system on your device up to date, and make sure that you have up to date antivirus software on your computer. And if possible, shop on a device with a big screen. So if you've got a laptop or something, rather than your phone, because it just makes it easier to see any telltale signs that
see
may
the
be
bigger
there.
Picture.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Check the seller is credible. Is it a New Zealand company? If it's a New Zealand company, it's going to be covered by the Consumer Guarantees Act. But just remembering, Consumer Guarantees Act doesn't cover private sales. So that's like things like on Trade Me. Have a look to see what people are saying about the site. And don't just look at the positive reviews. Look at the those that have got two or three, one or two stars as well. Because this might just bring up some flags about some issues. If you're buying for a company, check they are who they say they are. Do your homework. Do an internet search for the company. Look at the name. Try putting scam or review against the company. So, like, you know, company X and scam, or ABC company review. Check if the company is a New Zealand registered, so look for its details on the New Zealand business number. So you can do that just by putting in www.nzbn.gov.nz. And just remembering, just because the website ends with an NZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a New Zealand website.
Mm, that's right. Yep. Yeah, I found that out. Yeah.
And I think Wendy's going to talk about making sure that that sites have the symbol or HTTPS If it's just HTTP, it is not an authentic website.
That's right.
So, you know, that's one of the fish hooks to remember. Think about the payment methods that you're using. So, you know, make sure that you've got a trusted payment method. You know, using a credit card or a chargeback. And this is something that then you've got some guarantee through your bank. Find out what your item really costs, because this can be some fish hooks. The price on the website may not be the full cost, so check if the price includes GST, delivery costs. If you're buying for an overseas website, check that you might have to pay import duties or taxes. And there is a site where you can check that, and it's called What's My Duty Estimator. It's a tool on the New Zealand Custom website. So that's just something to check to see whether there's extra tax that might need to be paid. It's also important to get the seller's address. So, you know, find out their physical address. And that's going to be important if you need to take something to the disputes tribunal. Try ringing them. If they don't answer, often that's going to be an indicator that it's not an authentic site. Think about your rights. So, you know, as I said, if it's a New Zealand site, you've got the Consumer Guarantees Act that's going to protect you. And remembering, under Consumer Guarantees Act, and we have a lot of inquiries about this, your rights are that the product or service or faulty, the product or service are faulty or don't match the description, or the product or service are late, or the products are lost or damaged before they arrive, a delivery cost being more than the seller has said, and the product not being fit for purpose. So those are just some of the fish hooks to be thinking about. And Wendy and Diana are going to give some examples and go into more detail.
Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. I'm going to just talk about two examples I've had with internet shopping lately. And I admit that I haven't done any of those things that Denise has been talking about. So I had a little challenge along the way. One of the things that I saw in my local supplement was a pair of sandals. And I thought, oh, they'll do, I like those. So I tracked down where they were and found I could get them in a shop in Dunedin. So I got on their website, didn't check anything, and ordered my sandals, had to work out what size I needed, and it was a bit of a gamble, really, and paid up the money. And that was a Monday. And on Tuesday, the box arrived, and I thought, whoa, this is pretty good service. When I opened the box, there was only one sandal in there. And I thought, is the other one coming in another box? What should I do? And I thought, no, I've got to ring the shop. So I had to track down their phone number because I hadn't thought of keeping any details. And I thought, oh, bother, I'm going to have to go through a whole story about why I'm ringing. So I rang.
And it's time-consuming, isn't it?
Really? I know, time-consuming. And a young woman answered, and I explained who I was and what I bought. This was a Tuesday, and she said to me, was yesterday Monday? I said, yes. She said, I'll never get anything right on the Monday. I know where the other shoe is. I'll send it up fast post and I'll put a wee gift in it for you. Oh. And it arrived the next day. So that was a really, really good outcome.
That
we
was
had
a good,
bit
good
of
news.
A laugh. Yeah. The shoes fitted and I'm all happy.
Great.
And I also, another thing I bought, I decided it's time to get an e-reader. And I thought I'd done my research, found out the best one to buy. And it was quite a lot of money. It was over $600. Sent off the order to this place. Didn't check any websites. Took a wee while to come, but it came. And it was packed in a tiny little box. And I thought, ooh. Opened the box and was very small little instructions on how to use it. I thought, oh, I'm not sure that I'm going to get this working. Worked out I had to plug it into my computer. And I got a message saying, insert card. And I thought, what card? And I felt completely lost. I didn't know who to ring, who to talk to. I had an email address and I emailed them and I said, can't get this thing working. I waited, email came back and they said, send us a video.
Oh.
I thought, what of? And in the end, I took the thing into a local shop in Hastings and said, can you help with this? And they said, yeah, we get a lot of people coming in with things they don't know how to use. But that was an example of buying something electronic worth quite a lot of money. It came, and sure, it was an e-reader, but I actually had no backup to help me to get the thing working, and it was enormously frustrating.
So the instructions were inadequate?
Well, they didn't give enough information, and I emailed them and said, look, this doesn't fit my purpose, I want to return it. And back they came a long list of instructions about how I had to return it, and they would only give me something like 10% of the value of the item.
Mm. And often returning on something, you're needing to then pay the postage on
Yes, and it had to be tracked, and they said that they would see to it in about 3 months' time, because it was before Christmas. Mm. And so I've become a lot more wary now about, especially buying things that I've worked out. I was talking to someone in Hong Kong in the end. Things like that where you perhaps do need some help getting it going, setting it up, working out how it works. Maybe it's better just to buy it somewhere close to home.
The local retailer.
Somewhere where you can get a wee bit of backup.
Somewhere where you can get some backup.
Guaranteed, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't ripped off, but it was really quite a frustrating situation. Mm. So I think Wendy's going to talk about a little bit more what to be really, really careful of.
So thanks, Diana. Thanks, Denise. This is just following on with the theme this morning, which just look briefly at fake online websites. Now, there's a huge increase in this in New Zealand, and so they're highly prevalent, I should say, with online shopping scams identified as a leading threat, accounting for a significant portion of the record $3 billion lost to scams in the year to November 2025. Now, these fraudulent sites, which often use .nz domains to appear legitimate, are becoming increasingly sophisticated. Now, they use artificial intelligence to mimic real brands and create convincing yet fake online stores. So with AI, it's so easy for the scammers to set it up. They can do it within minutes to create something that looks legitimate and genuine. You have to be on really high alert most of the time. So some key statistics and prevalence. High exposure. Roughly 82% of Kiwis reported experiencing a scam in the last year, with many likely facing over 150 different scam attempts annually. Now, a lot of these scams go unreported, so those figures, you know, might well fluctuate.
Actually, that's a very important thing, Wendy, isn't it, to make sure that you notify NetSafe.
Absolutely, absolutely, because if they don't know, then that attempt or that scam just flies under the radar and it's gone. Monetary loss. New Zealanders lost a record $3 billion to scams in 2025, a 30% increase from the previous year. Shopping scams. Online shopping scams are a top threat, with 271% increase in e-shop scams reported recently. Fake online stores frequently impersonate well-known brands, with over 60,000 such attacks blocked in New Zealand during the 2024 Christmas period. And it's those holiday periods that we're most at risk.
Yes.
You know, we're in the spending mood, spend some money, buy. But that's when it's at its peak. Now, demographics, this is interesting. While older individuals are often targeted, we think, the older people, but roughly half of online scams in New Zealand in the year to August 2024 targeted people aged 18 to 44. So common characteristics and tactics. Fake local stores. Scammers frequently use new .nz domain names to trick shoppers into believing they are supporting local businesses. despite the websites being registered globally. Now, they're social media driven, as Denise outlined. Many fake sites are advertised on Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. They are AI generated. Threat actors are using AI to rapidly build fake retail websites with realistic yet forged customer reviews, and that's another thing, and product descriptions. It's so deceptive, and anyone can get caught. You can be as savvy as anything on the internet, but you can still fall under the scamming thing. Deceptive pricing. While some fake sites offer too good to be true deals, others list items at standard prices to avoid suspicion. So how to identify fake websites in New Zealand? Always look at the address. And as previously mentioned, so when you go to the address, look, one clue, and it's a good clue, look for HTTPS. Now, that's a legitimate site. That should start with that if it's legitimate. If it's not, it's HTTP. No S. That's right. And it's a good way to remember that. So do your research. Look, if you're not certain, you can always have a look at the NetSafe website as well. Payment methods too, of course. PayPal, credit cards are your most reliable ways to pay. Then you do have some recourse if things turn wrong or go wrong. Contact information, check for legitimate contact information, such as a physical address or working phone number. Often you can't get hold of people. There's nobody there, or they'll get back to you. And it is so, so frustrating. The Commerce Commission has received hundreds of complaints about fake New Zealand stores and advisors reporting suspicious sites to them. And it's only by reporting that these places get to know of what's out there, who's out there, and who's actually being scammed. So NetSafe is a non-profit organisation that provides free advice and accepts reports about scams. So really it's just a matter of having your wits about you and being on high alert for anything. I mean, online shopping is on the rise. And we all do it, most of us.
And we certainly do.
Yeah,
and
we do.
The last thing that we want to be saying is that online shopping is bad.
Yeah.
Because there are some really good companies. But ask around.
Ask around. Yeah. They do lots of fake reviews, but there are ways and means of looking to see if those reviews are honest and legitimate. And because most of us do look at reviews if we buy something, we want to see the good reviews and the bad reviews. But it's just a matter of being careful and exercising caution. I've had very good experiences myself with online shopping. I've had some very, very satisfying. And it's exciting waiting for something to come in the mail.
Yes.
It is
nice. And just a word of caution that some of the retailers are based in Asia and their sizing might be different.
Oh, yes.
Looking at something in a picture and you think, yep, that's going to be me, and it comes and actually it's not me because it's for an Asian size.
That's right. That's right.
Especially with clothing, but also with other items, you should actually check if they've written the dimensions. Or they'll show you a photo, but without any scale, you don't actually know what you're getting.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter about buyer beware, you could say.
Buyer beware, yeah. Yes.
And if it seems
too good to be true, it probably is.
It is too good to be true. And just be careful. Just always avoid with the payment methods, avoid bank transfers, Bitcoin or gift cards. Go for the more secure payment options, and then you do have it. That's just a safer option. And also too, when you're purchasing something, look at the website. Sometimes the website, it just doesn't look kosher. The spelling might be wrong, and that's quite common. It could be wrong. It just doesn't seem to add up, and you might get a bad feeling. So go with that feeling, mm-hmm. and just maybe think again, have another rethink and perhaps go back to it later.
And if it does go wrong, remembering the steps to take.
Yes.
Contact your bank in the first instance.
You must contact your bank, yes.
Notify NetSafe.
Yep.
And disputes tribunal is there as a backup.
Yeah.
But there is a cost involved in that.
Yeah. It's also, too, it's a stressful time. A friend of mine had an awful experience in Perth, and she got completely taken in, and, you know, quite unusual.
Yes.
And it was a significant amount of money. And, you know, she said it made her feel physically sick and unwell. She did the right thing and she notified her bank straight away. And after a week or two, she was fortunate enough to get her money back. So, but she said it was the most awful time. So, especially when there's a lot of money involved. Yeah. I mean, any money, doesn't matter how much. Any money.
We'll wind up that for the first session for 2026.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next month.
Right. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.